Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. I'm Robbie Lula, filling in for our guy Gary Sharp. George Norwood in here as well. We are talking Olympics. We're talking a little realignment. Kevin hits us up on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Says he likes fencing, which George brought up. George likes the fencing. Brought up rugby as well. He likes the decathlon, which I agree, but it's mostly just a bunch of other things that I like. So it's, I don't really consider it its own thing. Yeah. You know, because I like the throw. I like the track and field stuff anyway. And so I get the decathlon is its own event, but it's kind of a conglomerate. So I don't necessarily include that. He also likes the kayaking.
That's good to watch. It's soothing to watch.
I like watching. Now I don't know what the kayaking is specifically. Is that like the one man rowing?
It could be one. It could be multiple. It could be like eight of them, and then they're all in just unison.
So that's technically rowing.
So maybe kayaking is like down a river.
Maybe, yeah. Kayaking I think is in the wild.
Do they have the wild in
Tokyo? I don't know. I do like rowing, though, the team rowing where you have the eight guys or gals. Are you allowed to say gals still? Is that a weird term now?
Is
gals
so.
Okay?
Yeah, gals
okay.
is good.
I wasn't sure. I never know. I try and be reasonable with things, but you know, there's some things that I don't know if they're bad or not. Every once in a while, I'll say something, and I'll just think to myself, oh, that probably isn't great. You know, just something you've heard your entire life, you know?
Just looking around for anybody reacting? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we good? Okay, cool. But when it's just you and me in the studio, it's a little harder. But the team rowing, I find really fascinating. Yeah. Because they can make up huge deficits in almost no time at all. It's really fascinating to me.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, the other people aren't slowing down, but these guys are catching up. I love watching
and
it.
And it's... The endings are super intense.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are really long races. I kind of enjoy the sprints a little bit more.
Same.
But the really long ones, you can have these people make up enormous deficits, and it's really fun. I always thought, you're going to notice a theme here. Random Olympic sports, I always think to myself, oh, I could be pretty good at that. which is why we need the average guy reference point.
I like that.
Chuck says he'd like to see average people try diving because you would get some intense flops. There would be some belly flops that I think would send people to the hospital.
Absolutely.
I want to get your answer in just a second, George. But before that, I want to get to Andrew on the Ravi Lula radio hotline. Andrew, you have a question about realignment. What do you got for me, bud? Andrew, you still there?
It's your time to shine, Andrew.
Andrew, you got 3 seconds.
Maybe you got on mute.
Andrew? Andrew, you there? Yeah, it's not my fault. I'm dropping it.
It's not mine either.
All right. Sorry, Andrew. Try and call back. You want to ask your question again. All right, George. Your average guy reference point, what sport is it?
I would love somebody to get into the pool next to Katie Ledecky.
Okay.
And I'm not talking like, I'm just going to go swim down and back. I want you to do one of the, like, the 1400s.
I want to see somebody do either the breaststroke or the butterfly.
Oh,
because
yes.
I don't think people understand. The butterfly would be hilarious.
I can't even
move my arms that way. It just doesn't happen.
It's ridiculous.
So that's a good one. I will say, I have a pretty good idea of, like, I'm more familiar with swimming, right? So I probably wouldn't go swimming there. I'm still trying to decide what mine is. I think it'd be really funny to watch normal people shot put because I don't think people realize how heavy that ball is.
Yeah.
And I believe Olympic ones are 12 pounds. I'm going to Google it real quick.
That's still ridiculous.
How heavy is an Olympic?
While you're Googling that ball, David hits us up in the Echo
Bank. It's 16 pounds for guys.
Shut up.
It's a 16-pound baseball, basically.
So is it 12 pounds for girls?
8.5 or 8.8. So they go by kilos, but it's 8.8 for women.
Ravi.
That's so heavy. Ravi. I would love to see normal people try and shot put because it would just fall directly in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'd be really amused. All right, I think we have Andrew back on a realignment question. Andrew, can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you got for me?
So, I guess I'm a big Blue Jay fan, and what does all this realignment mean for the Big East? Or do they catch anybody, or do they?
Yeah, that's a
bad team.
That's a good question, Andrew. You're cutting out a little bit, but I think I got the gist of it. Appreciate you calling in. So the basketball portion of this becomes really interesting because obviously football moves the world here, but none of the Big East schools compete at a high level in football. So there's a couple different things I could see happening. One, in a similar sense as some Division One Division One basketball schools will play FCS football, that you might see, and this would only work if the super conferences stay as part of the NCAA. In that sense, I don't think much would change for the Big East because you would still have the NCAA tournament intact. Now, if the super conferences break off from the NCAA, unfortunately, I think you have two different basketball championships, much the way you did back in the day with the NIT and the NCAA tournament going back into the 40s and 50s, where you basically have two different claims to a national title, and the power conference schools that have broken off would have their own championship, and everyone else left in Division I would have their championship. I imagine that's probably not a solution anyone wants because of how lucrative the NCAA tournament is, and it's possible that since football is already so separated from the NCAA in terms of the NCAA doesn't run the championship, the College Football Playoff Committee does. That's a separate entity. I don't know if people understand that, but the College Football Playoff is not run by the NCAA. The bowl systems are not run by the NCAA. Almost nothing, except as Michael said when we were talking in the crossover, almost nothing besides regulation in power football is run by the NCAA. So I could see an arrangement in which the NCAA, in order to save its own existence, essentially, would allow these teams to still play their non-football sports. So basketball, the non-revenue sports, the Olympic sports, still compete in the NCAA, but essentially completely break off for football. In which case, again, that wouldn't really change much for the Big East. But Andrew is right. There is a scenario that I can envision where we're essentially dealing with a new governing body of power sports, of the power sports conferences, and that would leave the Big East as the king of the mountain of what's left, but you're a big fish in a much smaller pond at that point as well. So there are going to be a lot of implications for how this plays out, depending on how the power conferences decide to play their hand. But make no mistake, they have all the leverage in terms of basically the revenue sports, which make the world go round. They have almost all the leverage there, with the exception of the NCAA basketball tournaments, which are really the only other revenue generators for the NCAA in any significant way. So that'll be really interesting, and that's unfortunately, will probably be a side conversation to this, because as I said, football kind of moves the world here. And basketball, college basketball specifically, might get left in the dust a little bit. I'm sure they will figure something out, but unfortunately, I don't think it'll be a major deciding factor in the ultimate decisions that are made here. And locally speaking, outside of Creighton and college basketball and Nebraska and college basketball, the College World Series could be impacted by this too. Baseball is not a revenue sport for almost anyone, but it is a major selling point for a lot of these universities, both that would be in the power conferences and out of the power conferences. I mean, Arkansas, they care about baseball as much as they care about just about anything. Same with Mississippi State down there, who, you know, brought up, I think, all of Starkville to Omaha last month. And so that'll be a really interesting thing, because baseball doesn't have the juice to move the needle in terms of decision making, but because the television contracts just aren't there, but the fan support at some of these places, especially in the South, you're going to have a really hard time selling them on not competing for a baseball championship the same way they're used to if it plays out that way. So a lot of dominoes to fall still. And like Michael said when we were talking to him, it's entirely possible that this doesn't actually play out the way we think it will, in the sense that right now it seems like Oklahoma and Texas are gone, but we thought a lot of things were happening back in 2010, 2011 that didn't end up coming to fruition either. So it's a lot of fun to speculate. Like I said, I love this kind of stuff, the different permutations of new conferences and new leagues and all of that is a lot of fun to me. But at this point, it all just is speculation. We really don't have any sort of final anything. It's all rumors and reports and sources. So we will obviously know more as these things play themselves out. But again, we could be looking at a completely different landscape in college sports in as little as 5 years from now. Steve tweets in on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed a picture of, or a video of women's kayaking. It's basically on a rapid, like a white water rapid, and it looks like it's a lot more like skiing in the sense that you kind of have to slalom through a course.
Okay.
So that's the difference between, it looks like it's one person and you're slaloming through like a white water rapids.
Do they have like little course. Balls in the and that you have to like go around?
Yeah, like a ski course has the poles.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
That's, I believe, the difference between your kayaking and your rowing right there.
Both are fantastic.
Both of which I enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, both are fantastic.
Big fan. So thank you, Steve, for tweeting that in to us so we could differentiate there.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a big water guy. So
same.
Anything with a paddle and a vessel looks similar to me. So I appreciate the differentiator there.
A couple things here. A couple people in the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally. Brian says he's most looking forward to water polo. Mm. And I love the underwater cam that they have.
Dude,
water
it's
polo.
Crazy.
Brand new respect.
If you don't understand, they're not, this is a 10-foot deep pool.
Yes.
They're not walking and running around. They are treading water the entire time.
Can you imagine a normal person doing that?
No, they would drown. They would die.
Yep, legitimately.
I've played water polo in the shallow end of a pool before.
Okay.
And it's exhausting. I mean, exhausting.
Yeah.
And I was just walking around on the pool. If you add treading water to that,
unbelievable.
A normal person's heart would explode before the game was halfway over. It's, yeah. Water polo is crazy. There's the physical, and listen, all those people are ripped.
Ripped.
Every water polo athlete is just shredded because they're burning a billion calories because you're treading water for 2 hours.
Legitimately, like, if I tried to tread water without anybody trying to get a ball away from me, I probably would struggle for about 5 minutes.
I can barely tread water with no obstructions.
Yeah, right.
In ideal scenarios, I can barely tread water. I can swim, right? That's a different skill.
Yeah.
I can barely tread water. Never really got the hang of it. Now, if you add trying to actually accomplish a task while someone is trying to prevent me from accomplishing that task.
Yes.
It is the most, I think of any Olympic sport. I understand how a lot of these athletes do what they do. Mm-hmm. I understand that I couldn't do it for the most part.
You and I both.
But I understand how it is done.
Right.
There is a version of something I can do, which is a scaled down version of what they're doing, right? Yep. I've played pickup basketball. I get it. I understand how you kayak or row a boat or whatever. I get all of that. I don't understand how water polo is physically possible.
I don't know either. And all the dirty stuff that's happening underneath the water.
Oh, yeah. People are kicking and pinching and all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
It is.
It's like the bottom of a football pile the entire time.
That's perfect.
And it's all underwater, and you still have to actually play the game at that point.
Exactly.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I just can't even wrap my mind around the level of A, coordination, mm-hmm. and B, fitness that it requires to play water polo.
It's next level.
It's off the charts.
Yeah.
Unreal stuff from water polo.
Also, we were talking about the handball.
Oh, I love handball.
David says the handball is about 8-inch diameter. Diameter.
No N.
Why is there? Why did
no
I put
N.
an N in there?
I don't know.
He didn't put an N in there.
There's no N.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like my Minneapolis. Pebbled finish, rubber, slightly bouncy. He taught an MPE.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching a video on the rules, and it's similar to basketball in the sense that there's a limited number of steps you can take without dribbling. I think it's 3. So, you know, like the NBA, basically. Mm-hmm. That was a joke for all the people that make traveling in the NBA jokes. If you aren't dribbling, you can only hold the ball before passing or shooting for up to 3 seconds. And then there's kind of a goalie area like there is in a hockey.
Yep.
It's much larger than the hockey crease, but that only the goalie can be in. You can, like, jump, and as long as you release the ball before you land, you can land in the goalie area. But it's a fascinating sport, super fun to watch. I would highly recommend it to anyone that hasn't seen it.
So, and I know I said swimming, but as I kept thinking, I think it would be very interesting to see a normal person do the men's rings or gymnastics.
Yeah, it would be if you are interested in seeing someone's shoulders dislocate. Which I'm not particularly, because that's what would happen if a normal person tried to do the men's gymnastics rings.
Yeah, good luck.
Their arms are staying on there, and their body will be on the ground.
Yeah, you're probably just gonna watch somebody just hanging from their. They're just gonna hold on. That's it.
Yeah, there maybe. If you get a CrossFitter, they might be able to do pull themselves up.
Yeah.
But no tricks are happening. No. As soon as somebody tries to do a trick, both shoulders are popping out. And it's the most graphic video that's ever been on NBC. So I'm going to take a hard pass on that.
Oh, man.
Although, you know what would be funny is the vault. The vault would be really funny.
Okay, yeah.
There would be so many people face planting into...
Trying to land it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, not just the landing. Am I thinking of the right one where you bounce off the thing and then onto
like the big
bar?
Yeah.
And you do a trick off the bar.
Yep. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So many people would face plant into that bar.
I'm so here for this.
I don't think it's called the pommel horse because that's a different event, but it looks like the pommel horse minus the handles.
Yes.
The number of people face planting into that thing off of the springboard would be hilarious.
Yeah, I think I just changed it. I would rather watch that.
That would be really fun.
So much rather watch that.
I still think, the other thing I saw, you know the hammer throw?
Yeah.
Where it's basically just this giant ball on a chain. I've seen actual good people when they're practicing. Yeah. If you get your spin wrong, you just eat it because the force of the ball is so much.
Yeah.
Watching normal people do that would be hilarious. It would be really funny.
I'm with you. Like NBC to like kind of spice up everything. They should have normal people just tape it.
Yeah, do it beforehand. It doesn't have to be live.
It doesn't have to be live.
Just watch a normal person give their God's honest best effort.
Yes.
And you could even make it like a decent athlete. Like, hey, they were all-state football in high school.
Yes.
They're now 28 years old. They stay in shape. They go to the gym.
Yeah.
But they are in no way an Olympic athlete. This person, who is already more athletic based on those qualifications than 90% of the people watching.
Right.
Watch them embarrass themselves.
Yes.
I think it would be the ratings gold.
I'm telling you. It would add a nice little element to it, and it gives you an opportunity to show people what it's like.
What it's like and just how good. I don't think people always appreciate.
Yeah.
You get this problem with the NBA, right?
You sure do.
Where Brian Scalabrine did this thing where he challenged a bunch of randos to one-on-one.
Oh, I remember this.
Because he's like, yeah, I suck in the NBA, but I'm way better than you. Being the worst player in the NBA makes me the best player in the rest of the world.
Yes. Easy. And he just bounced dudes.
Yeah. And he played four games. I think he gave up 2 points.
Yeah.
In four games. And I don't think people appreciate how good the bad NBA players are. And it's the same thing with a lot of these sports. We have even less frame of reference for what these sports are and how good they are. That's why I say things like, oh, you know, I bet if I had gotten into handball younger, I could probably do it.
What everybody says about curling in the Winter Olympics. It's like, oh, I could totally do that.
I mean, athletically and physically, you probably could.
I'm with you.
But the skill set involved is crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Attention to detail.
The attention to detail, the concentration, the discipline, all of it is something most people don't possess.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think an average Joe. Because they used to have that show, Pros versus Joes. You remember that?
Yes.
I think a Pros versus Joes Olympic version would be incredible. And I don't know how NBC hasn't done this yet.
I don't either.
The Winter Olympics would be even funnier, although somebody might die. Somebody could genuinely die trying to do the Winter Olympics.
Figure skating.
Figure skating, skiing.
Snowboarding, yeah.
The moguls. Somebody would just dislocate every bone in their body on the first bump in the mogul.
Just absolute done. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I love it. All right. We have to take a break, I think. But next up, we will talk more about the Olympics. Hit us up on the Equitable Bank inbox. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. What is your favorite random Olympic sport, and what sport do you want to see an average Joe compete in? Also on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at RA Lula and at My Ice is Black 04 or on the Ravi Lula hotline 402-951-1620. You're listening to the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.